There's a lot that's happened in the last couple days in the world, legislatively and litigiously, in courts related to the Second Amendment. I am going to give you a huge update on things like bump stocks. Yup, they're trying that. Pistol braces, where that stands, because there's movement. Force reset triggers, and some mega, mega stupidity by our legislators. I got a list. I got seven things for you. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. That's CMMG. They make phenomenal tools, guys and gals. I've been telling you for years. You can get conversion kits. You can get color choices, length choices. And even if you're like a Star Wars fan, they had something that you would like. You just got to keep in the loop with them. Like Han Solo. Who doesn't love Han Solo? Yeah, that's the Han Solo blaster, CMMG. Use code GNG10. Check it out. Also, today only, jump on blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Our RTDs, ready to drink, our latte, cold brew latte, and the blueberry one. Buy two cases, get two cases free. Put four, minimum four, in your cart. Use code RTDSALE. Bob's your uncle. That's a huge, huge savings. I don't know why we're doing it, but we're doing it, so take advantage of it. All right, let's jump into this list of seven things you need to know right now as you start having your conversations about freedom here on this Friday and through the weekend. I'm going to look at my list. Memphis, Tennessee. They did this ballot initiative where they were looking to, so first off, you need to know Tennessee is a permitless carry state. And we also have one of the strongest preemption laws in the country. Preemption law means no city, no town, no county, no locality can make any gun law more stringent than the state law is, okay? And we don't have an assault weapon ban in Tennessee. We're permitless carry, and we have a law that says no red flag laws unless it's done on the state level. We don't have one. So Memphis, which we try to give to Arkansas, it's a crime-ridden place that is Democrat-controlled. Shocker. Well, the city council said, you know what, we're better than the state, we know more, and we think we have more power, so they had this ballot initiative that we came through on election day, where they were trying to institute a ban on constitutional carry, permitless carry, a ban on assault rifles, which is machine guns, but they considered an assault weapon ban, but they didn't read their own stuff, and they also want to institute red flag laws, ordinance within the city, that's what they're called, the city level. So I did a couple videos. Some state legislators said, if you do that, we're going to take funding away from you. They went through with it anyway. And the ballot referendum passed in the city of Memphis by 82%. Huge victory, they think. However, you can't violate state law. And this is going to take effect January 1st, 2025, in clear violation of state law. And then the city council, one of the city councilors, had the balls to say this.
Even if we get to the point where we're outside the purview of state law. And the words of our attorney, Wade, tell them to bring it on. We'll fight about it in court.
Well, he said that, and now they're asking for a retreat with some state legislators to rub elbows with them and to gain support on the state level. But GOA said, okay, you want us to just bring it? We're going to just bring it. And I want to thank you, the viewership here, because of you. Remember a couple days ago, I asked for somebody who lived in the area to be a plaintiff? Someone stepped up, and it's now the Timmerman versus Memphis case brought to us by Gun Owners of America, Gun Owners Foundation, and the Tennessee Firearms Association looking to punch Memphis square in the face, kind of like I hope Mike Tyson does to Jake Paul tonight, and we'll see what happens with this case. Stay tuned, subscribe if you want to know more about it, but looking for a temporary restraining order immediately and then an immediate and permanent injunction to stop this from ever taking place because it's a violation of state law. Here's a quick quote from my friend Eric Pratt, who is the vice president of Gun Owners of America. He said, Tennessee is one of the strongest preemption laws in the nation, and the very reason it exists is to prevent radical anti-gun cities from enacting the very sort of draconian policies Memphis just adopted. We are hopeful that Tennessee courts will quickly block this insubordinate violation of state law. And my other buddy, Chris Stone, who's the director of state and local affairs for GOA, said, Memphis voters overwhelmingly chose to strip their fellow citizens of their fundamental rights. And now city officials, knowing full well these ordinances will patently violate Tennessee law, are planning to implement them. This is unacceptable, and we are eager to fight back. And that's, I mean, you cannot vote away your rights. They're there. You can choose not to participate in your rights or exercise, but you can't vote to take them away. It's not how it works. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Senate Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday so we're in a lame duck session. Not really anything's going to happen or pass right now because you have a Senate that's Democrat-controlled and you have a House that's Republican-controlled, and they're not going to do anything, Republicans, until Donald Trump takes over officially on January 20th. But Democrats trying to save face and pander to their voting base, we tried to do something. They held a hearing and debate on bump stocks because they were trying to pass a bump stock ban through Congress. Now, remember, ATF did that administratively. We know with the story behind it, correct? That was the Donald Trump administration that did it. And we won the case. It was in Texas, which is the Fifth Circuit, and it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, the Cargill decision, and we won. They said bump stocks. Nope. No bueno. That's illegal. It was an overreach of ATF's power. Something like that has to be done legislatively. So the Senate Democrats were like, please, please, everybody, let us do this. Ain't going nowhere. Just wanted to get that on your radar because you're going to see a lot of posts on it. It's dead on arrival. Just pandering. Okay, that's number two. Number three. During said hearing, we got some phenomenal quotes, and I'm going to show you some dire stupidity from Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, who showed how little she knows, yet she's willing to push a ban on a fundamental right, a right that pre-exists. It's already there. We had this right. Our forefathers recognized this right. Put it in the Constitution just to enshrine it and say, hey, this is a limitation on you, central government. You cannot infringe on this. It was made applicable to the states, the 14th Amendment, and we all know the rest. You should know the rest. Well, Mazie Hirono doesn't know her ass from her elbow, and she said that the Supreme Court created this right in the Heller decision in 2008. Yeah, here she is in her own words. Moron.
As I sit here, I remember one of our earlier hearings on firearms legislation, and that both the minority witnesses, as well, in fact, the entire panel consisting of majority minority witnesses, said they agreed that this nation is awash in guns. And Mr. Ludwig, you mentioned that we have over 400 million guns and 330 million Americans. So we are awash in guns. I mean, is there anybody on this panel who does not think that we are awash in guns in this country? Raise your hand if you think otherwise. Okay, so we are awash in guns. And meanwhile, the Supreme Court in various decisions, Heller was pretty much an astounding decision to me when suddenly individuals could, the Second Amendment, individuals could own firearms, but Scalia did say that we could legislate various kinds of limitations, I suppose that you could call it that. And then you fast forward to the Bruin decision, where suddenly we're supposed to look to what the founding fathers thought about in, 1791 or some astounding time frame such as that. Bruin has led to some unintended consequences, by the way.
She's such an idiot. But that's not it. And here's number four for you on my list. More great clips came out of that hearing, including attorney Ryan Kleckner, who is a former Army Ranger and a sniper. Now he's a constitutional attorney. He crushed it as he was one of the witnesses who is testifying at this hearing. Absolutely crushed it. Here's just one of his many, many great comments during the back and forth with these clowns. Dick Durbin's a clown, too.
We think of the purpose of the Second Amendment for self-defense, sport, and hunting. Is there a circumstance that you think in the ordinary course of life where you need to have that capacity of a firearm?
Senator Durbin, respectfully, I think you're missing a category of why the Second Amendment exists. We wrote it shortly after overthrowing a tyrannical government, and I think that a bump stock, although has no application for hunting, and maybe not very much for self-defense. I don't believe that banning this item would stop a criminal that's already willing to ignore so many other laws.
You just mixed two things up. We talked about ending tyranny against the United States, and you talked about a criminal in the same breath.
Fair.
I don't understand.
What I'm saying, sir, is, Senator, is that banning an item or making it illegal is not going to prevent a criminal from using it. It's already illegal for that shooter to be a mass murderer. It's already illegal for them to do many other things that the laws did not prevent them from doing.
So let's stick with your logic. What's the point of banning machine guns?
Well, machine guns, Senator, are actually legal. They are legal for some people to possess. They're just extremely regulated. And I
believe... Is that a violation of a constitutional right to regulate that firearm?
I think most gun laws are infringements of the Second Amendment, yes, Senator.
Well, I think that's where we're going to part company.
Awesome. And he did that throughout the entire hearing. Well, I have some more stupidity for you. This is what the Giffords group, you know, Gabby Giffords, the anti-gun ass clown. This is her legislative director, who also was testifying at that same hearing. Here's El Stupido.
Pistols equipped with another device, which we haven't spoken much about, the stabilizing brace, particularly dangerous to the public.
So stabilizing braces are not machine guns. I want to start off by being clear. When we talk about stabilizing braces, we're talking about short-barreled rifles. And short-barreled rifles are more dangerous because they allow a pistol to be shot from the shoulder, which gives it more power and more velocity and therefore more lethality, but still being concealable in the way that a pistol is because it's smaller. Stabilizing braces were initially designed to allow a shooter to stabilize a handgun on the wrist or forearm. But what started happening was that the gun industry saw a loophole where they began designing stabilizing braces that allowed a shooter to shoot from the shoulder, thereby converting that weapon into a short-barreled rifle, which is regulated under the National Firearms Act, subject to taxation and registration.
Mr. Kleckner, what do you think about that?
I don't think pistol braces are a problem. I don't think they're being used in crimes. I don't think they're making crimes worse. I think she brings up a great point about the concealability. I think it makes it much harder to conceal a pistol when there's a pistol brace on. It makes it much larger. And if we're going to talk about increased lethality and velocity, a pistol brace does neither of those. In fact, a regular rifle has increased velocity and lethality. And that has a regular butt stuck on it, which is arguably worse than a pistol brace.
All right, that's number four. Number five is the assault weapon ban case. Right now, it's now called Snope v. Brown. That is the Maryland assault weapon ban case. It is sitting before the United States Supreme Court, just about ready to be passed out for conference, where they're going to decide, will we take up this assault weapon ban finally? And if you want to stay up to date, I suggest you do. Subscribe to this channel. I'll keep you in the loop. But Maryland is saying, they're begging the Supreme Court, please do not take this case. Please allow us to infringe on the rights of our subjects. Why? Because there are other courts that are going to hear these cases. And their quote is, in the coming years. So let's continue to infringe on everybody's right for years, because you're going to, you know, more cases might pop up around the country. Well, I hope that the United States Supreme Court sees through it with the current makeup. I think they will. And they should end this now. They should take up the case now. It'll be heard in their next session, which would be next spring. If they take it up, they have to, you know, issue a writ of certiorari first. But if they do take it up, it'll be heard in the spring. And then we'll get our decision the end of their session in June of next year. So that's the case. That's Snope v. Brown, assault weapon bans. Okay, so far we talked about the attempt on the bump stock, the attempt here to crush assault weapon bans. Let's move to pistol braces. Yes, the Texas, there was a district court federally, Texas, they vacated the rule. Means, shred it. It's so unconstitutional. ATF overstepped their bounds. They're violating the rules for making these types of rule changes, but they don't have the power to do it. You know, and don't forget, we also, Chevron was destroyed, and that was what ATF was using. So where do we stand now? All right. The ATF and the DOJ appealed, and they appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The case is Mock v. Garland, FPC's case. And last week, FPC filed their brief. The week before, the DOJ and ATF did their brief. So now the next would be DOJ and ATF's response to FPC's brief, and then we would have our oral arguments. I don't think it's going to go well for the ATF in the Fifth Circuit, period, but they're going to try. They're going to fight it till the end until the Supreme Court destroys it, or Attorney General, maybe, Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz takes over under the Trump administration and says, this is dumb, we're not going after this. So that would be, that could happen sooner than the Supreme Court getting the case, but that's where we're at. It is up for appeal. Remember, it's been vacated by the district court, which means the rule does not exist, and there still are those injunctions for all of the 2A groups in effect as well. So that's a good thing. I'll keep you updated. Subscribe to the channel to stay in the loop. And then finally, number seven, the National Association for Gun Rights, they took up the FRT, the Force Reset Trigger for Rare Breed Triggers case. They just had 26 states file an amicus brief against the ATF and their trigger ban. Here are the 26 states: Montana, West Virginia, South Carolina, Missouri, Florida, Iowa, Wyoming, Georgia, Ohio, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Virginia, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Texas, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Dakota, Nebraska, Idaho, Kentucky, Utah, Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Alaska, and Arizona. Now, in this amicus brief, this is what they told the Fifth Circuit judges. They said, renegade agencies threaten our constitutional structure and can impose substantial harms on regulated parties and others. Having veered off course into the regulatory wilderness and severed any ties to the statutes that gave it life, ATF has again ignored its obligations under the APA, Administrative Procedures Act, and acted beyond the limits of its statutory authority. Again, that's in the Fifth Circuit. I don't expect it to go well for the ATF. The ATF has been beaten about the face, neck, chest, breast, and head on anything Second Amendment related or a challenge to ATF's overreach and violating the APA. They've been destroyed on that in the Fifth, and it's going to continue that way here for their appeal. FRTs, if you watch this channel, FRTs, I've proved it over and over again, they are not machine guns. The trigger has to be pulled every single time. The trigger has to reset every time a round goes off. If you've ever shot with an FRT, I have, at different range events throughout the years, you pull it to the back, you get one round, and that's it. It's not a machine gun. So this is not going to go well for them. Good on NAGR. Good on those 26 states. If your state isn't one of them, you should be asking your state attorney general why he didn't jump in the fray. That's 26 states. That means there's 24 that said, nah, we don't want to do this. You should probably inquire why. Now, again, it's this is an ATF rule. And should we get an ATF director like my friend Brandon Herrera, the AK guy? He can stop this immediately by changing the way they enforce it. And in combination with hopeful Attorney General Matt Gaetz, again, this goes away almost immediately. And don't forget, Matt Gaetz, he wrote the bill to disband the ATF, to delete the ATF. So if we can get Herrera appointed by the president, and make it his way through his appointment process, as well as Matt Gaetz, and have the Senate confirm both of those guys, they're going to dismantle the ATF. They've already said as much. So Donald Trump, Trump's team, I know a couple of you watch my channel. Hopefully you see this one and made it to the end. We need Matt Gaetz, and we need Brandon Herrera in those two positions. And put my friend Dan Bongino, the head of the Secret Service, And I guarantee things change and heads roll there as well. Guys, that's your update. Go into the weekend proud and in charge with this knowledge so you can tell everybody what's going on with pistol braces, bump stocks, forced reset triggers, the Memphis trying to just become their own country, and all of the stupidity and good stuff that came out of the hearing in Congress for bump stocks. Appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Don't forget to check out Blackout Coffee. This sale ends today, and stay in the loop and get yourself maybe the next Han Solo blaster if you're a Star Wars fan. CMMG, use code GNG10. Deuces.